children. Today we're going to read a story about two boys who were twins. And you can listen to hear their names and which one was the older one. And in the story, the younger son gives food to the older son. You can hear what kind of food he gives him. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis, part of chapter 25. And her days were fulfilled to bring forth, and behold, twins were in her womb. And the first came out red all over, like a hairy mantle, and they called his name Esau. And after that, his brother came out, and his hand seized on Esau's heel, and he called his name Jacob. And Isaac was a son of 60 years when she bore them. And the boys grew up, and Esau was a man skillful in hunting, a man of the field, and Jacob was a man of integrity, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because his hunting was in his mouth, and Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob stewed a stew. And Esau came from the field, and he was tired. And Esau said to Jacob, "Let me sip, please, from the red, this red stew, for I am weary." Therefore, he called his name Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me, as if this day, thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am going to die. And for what is this birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me as if this day." And he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. And he ate and drank and rose up and went on his way. And Esau had contempt for the birthright. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine part of the Lord's explanation of this story at His second coming from the Arcana Celestia, number 3332. In this last verse of the chapter, by these words and those that follow, there is described the spiritual man's progress as to truth and good when being regenerated. Namely, that first he learns the doctrinal things of faith. Of truth. Second, he is affected by them. This is the good of the doctrinal things. Third, by taking a mental view of these doctrinal things, he is affected by the truths in them. This is the good of truth. Finally, he wills to live according to them. This is the good of life. In this way, the spiritual man, when regenerated, when being regenerated, advances from the teachings of truth to the good of life. But when he is in the good of life, the order is inverted. And from this good, he looks to the good of truth, from this to the good of doctrinal things, and from this to the doctrinal things of truth. From this it may be known how man, from being a sensual man, becomes spiritual, and what he is like when he becomes spiritual. That these goods, namely the good of life, the good of truth, and the good of doctrinal things, are distinct from each other can be seen by those who carefully consider the matter. The good of life is what flows from the will. The good of truth is what flows from the understanding. And the good of doctrinal things is what flows from memory knowledge. The good that is doctrinal has these other goods within it. Lentils mean the good of doctrinal things. This is evident from the fact that wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, spelt are such things as are meant by bread, but with a difference according to the kind. Bread in general means good. Thus, different kinds of good are meant by the cereals in question. The more noble kinds of good by wheat and barley, but the less noble by beans and lentils. This is also manifest from Ezekiel. "Take thou also for thyself wheat and barley, and beans and lentils and millet and spelt, and put them into one vessel and make bread of them for thyself. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.